So, what now? What now? Good morning again. Thank you for being part of our worship here this morning. Before we offer our thoughts, our stories, our testimonies to the Lord and to each other, I'm going to read verses from the Bible that you've heard many times before. And after I read some parts of the scripture, I'm going to ask some questions. We'll invite anybody who likes to share their story, to share joys or sorrows, our stories of fill in the blank. We'd love to hear it. So I'll be thinking what to share, but for right now, I'm going to read scripture and then make some suggestions. Probably somewhat like we do in life class when we read and then we could try to envision or think about what might have been a possible answer or a question between those times. Maybe a little bit like what Shirley told us about praying in the aisle at Walmart. So, but before we start, let's pray again, shall we please? I pray for us, this room, in this room this morning, I pray that through your word and your testimony, you will be praised and glorified. I mean, like really, really, really glorified, that we hold your name up so high that our mouths are bouncing off the ceiling and the walls and going up into the clouds. How about that? Holy Spirit, move us right now on this day. Amen. Okay, again, heads up, I'm going to be asking questions, a lot more questions than giving answers, so be ready. I'll be in Luke 23 and 24 and Acts 1. And you've heard a lot of this not this long ago. Luke 23. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land about 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he said this, he breathed his last. So what now? What did the people at Golgotha, who had saw Jesus nailed onto that cross, think when that curtain was 60 feet long and 4 inches thick, was split in half, just like cutting through warm butter? And how about that darkness? Darkness for 3 hours in the middle of the afternoon. I wonder if they might not have said, what? What's going on here? Or did they remember what they had been told that split signified? Anybody remember? You do. I'm sure some of you do. I read that in the temple had three parts. The courts, the outside, I think, if I remember right. An area for people to go. They'd be there. Then the holy place, the outer courts, the holy place. And then the inner one was called what? Yeah, most holy place. It was the most holy place that housed the Ark of the Covenant. And with the Ark, God's presence was there. This curtain, 60 feet, 4 inches, was shredded like butter in two places, and it revealed the innermost holy place, brought it to view. The split curtain signified that at Christ's death, the barrier between God and us, humanity, between God and humanity, was split in two. Now, all people can approach God directly through Christ. You can check this out in Hebrews chapter 9 and 10. But what now? Continuing in Luke 24. But very early, What do you think? Sun coming up, maybe a really pretty day, sun was shining early in the morning. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared, and they found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. Wow! What's going on here? They went in. They went into the tomb. But they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men, some scripture says angels, two men suddenly appeared to them clothed in dazzling robes. Now, what do you think of when you think of dazzling? Dazzling robes. Like so bright I could hurt my eyes, maybe? Maybe like what they're predicting will happen tomorrow if the sun is shining, you know, the eclipse. Verse 5. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking around here for the dead when someone is alive?" The ladies looked at each other in wonder. And they thought, "What are they talking about?" But then the angels continued in verse 6, and they said, "He is not here. He has risen from the dead. He is not here. He has risen from the dead. He is not here. He has risen from the dead." The angels told the ladies that. Okay, so now the ladies were really excited, and they knew that they had to go tell somebody, so they went and told some men, and the men were really excited too, and they all jumped up and down and celebrated. And no, not so much. No, no. Verse 11. The story sounded like nonsense to the men. They didn't believe it. However, Peter, who else would it be, probably, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look. He peered in. Can't you just see him? What am I going to find in here? Is it really empty? He peered in. And what did he see? The empty linen wrappings. Then he went home. He wondered what had happened. Now shift to Luke 24, verse 13 and following. First a question. Oh, I gotta love this. I really do. Have you ever had somebody come up to you in wherever you were, really, and start just talking away, and boy, just a talk, oh, wow. But you didn't know who it was? Who is it? Kind of like a long-lost buddy, and they're telling stories and past and everything else, and I think, you ever think, who is this? Been there. Okay. Me too. Well, yeah. But now listen to this. You've heard it before, but I just love it. Okay. The same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus. Emmaus was 7 miles west of Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. Can't you just kind of hear them? Did you see what happened? And so-and-so was over here. And then they're just jabbering away. They're talking. They're talking about everything that happened. Verse 15. And they talked. And they discussed those things. Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But listen to this now. You know what it is, but God kept them from recognizing him. So they're walking along. They get a visitor. They don't know who it is. But he asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" You think he smiled? Because, man, I don't. "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short, sadness written across their face. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened here in the last few days. What did Jesus answer to in 19? What things? Like he didn't know. What things, Jesus asked. The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth, they said. He was a prophet who did miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of people, and all the people and our leading priests and other religious handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. They crucified him. And we had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. And this all happened 3 days ago. Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early that morning. They came back with a report, and they said his body was missing. And they had seen angels who told them that Jesus is alive. And some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said. Then Jesus said to them, in 25, Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets had written in the scriptures?" See, they should have, they'd heard it. Do you find it so hard to believe? Do we? Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory? Weren't they told? Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the thing concerning himself. And I have many, many, many references here if you want. Well, we're not going to go through them, but come. They were from Isaiah, Zechariah, Malachi, Genesis, Psalms, Isaiah, and Jeremiah. Okay. Back to verse 28. By this time, they were nearing Emmaus and end of their journey. So Jesus acted as he was going to just keep going on. He was just going to keep going. But they begged him, 29, "Stay the night with us. It's getting late." So he went home with them. And as they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. He broke it and he gave it to them. 31. Gotta love it. Suddenly their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And at that moment he disappeared. Whoosh! They recognized him and he disappeared. And then they said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as we talked? Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained those scriptures?" And what did they do next? Within the next hour, they're on their way back to Jerusalem, 7 miles back, all right? There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them and said, The Lord has really risen. He's really risen. He appeared to Peter. And then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road and how they recognized him as he was breaking the bread. 36. And just as they were telling about it, Jesus himself was suddenly standing among them again. And what did he say? "Peace be with you," he said. Did they feel the peace? 37. But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. And he asked them, "Why are you frightened? Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Look at my hands. Look at my feet. You can see that it's really me. Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies, as you can see that I do." As he spoke, he showed them his hands and his feet, and they stood there in disbelief, filled with joy and wonder. And he asked them, okay, they're startled. They're frightened, thinking they are seeing a ghost. They were disbelieving, filled with joy, filled with wonder, And what does Jesus do in the back part, or last part of 41? Do you have anything here to eat? He did. Do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it as they watched. Verse 46, it was written long ago in Deuteronomy, Psalms, Isaiah, that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. This message, that there is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. In 48 he says, you are all witnesses of these things. And now, he said, I send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. They might have been thinking, what now? And now I want to go to Acts 1:6. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, remember this back, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? Remember? They didn't know. They weren't sure about what that kingdom was. They thought, earthly kingdom. And remember, they thought, what do I get to do in this kingdom? Acts 1:6. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said, remember this, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. And he told them, and he's telling us today, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said that, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were standing looking intently up into the sky. Can't you picture them? What's going on here? What? Looking intently up into the sky. When suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Where did you come from? Two men dressed in white. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. They said, the same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven, he'll come back the same way. He'll come back. And so today, April 7th, 2024, I think that we might not be asking, so what now? But maybe, so when? So when? When will he come back to earth out of heaven in the same way as they saw him go into heaven? Might it be today? Or tomorrow? You know, we hear stories that he will come back in the same way that he left. Might it be tomorrow when many of us will be looking up into the sky at the looking at the eclipse? But it is not for us to know. But you know what it is that we should have to do? We do have to do. We don't know when that time is, folks. But we have to be ready for that time. Amen. We just have to be ready. My question is, are we ready? Are you ready? Am I ready? Think about that. May the strength of God sustain us. May the power of God preserve us. May the hands of God protect us. May the way of God direct us. May the love of God go with us this day and forever and ever. Amen.